Pause recording.
Well, anyway, guys, like I was saying, I haven't actually been in the flat all week. So I don't really know what it's like, but I keep visualising what it was like to see him on the kitchen floor on that Saturday morning. That was just so weird. I know that picture will always haunt me for as long as I live, I know that.
Well, it shouldn't haunt you, but at the end of the day, he got help. Not that it did the poor dog any good, but he got help as soon as he was able to get it. Friday night, I came in, and usually he starts... I don't even have to knock at the door, he starts barking. There was nothing, there was no noise, nothing. I walked in and I said, oh, where is he? And I thought, please don't tell me he's not around anymore. I didn't know if he was or wasn't. And I went over to touch him. And basically, I had to go to him, and he was just lying on the floor by some cabinets that Darren's got in his flat.
141.
And basically, he just looked at me. His mouth was clenched shut, didn't want to lick, didn't want to do anything. And I was like, come on, Aiden, come on, get up, come on. And he was just, like, tired. He seemed quite listless and tired. And I just put it down to, like everyone else, he'd been sick. And he just felt run down. The whole day, he sort of refused food. And I said to Darren, I said, I'll do it. I said, I'll try and get him to eat. And you know what? It was horrible because I convinced myself that I could get him to eat something. I got a little bit of his food, which was the Hill's ID, sort of chicken and rice stuff. Bland food that you probably all know that gets given to dogs when they're not well. And I got the very tiniest bit I could get in my hand because I thought, well, there's no point in me trying to put loads in his mouth because if he doesn't want it, he won't eat it and he might spit it back out at me. I literally put the piece of food to his mouth to the extent that it was touching his mouth, and he didn't open his mouth. I didn't force his mouth open because I didn't know if I did that whether it would cause him a problem. I didn't want him to be sick any more than he had been. So what I did was I just simply got some water.